Part 5. A Sealed Fate. Amundal, Vayam, Zulfil. 45. Flight from Hell.
In the ancient days, so I've read, beast callers were required to seek all these conjurations. Now many of the creatures have fallen into obscurity.
From Kolvinar Vryum's Bestiary for Conjurers, end note. No sooner had the teleporting light faded than Amundal reached for the Shannok.
"I would wait," said the old codger, and Amundal turned toward the sound of his voice. Dressed in only that red robe, the codger sat against the icy wall of the grotto. He leaned forward and smiled. Fench shook, and his trunk bounced against Amundal's coat as the codger spoke. Pulling the trembling creature closer, Amundal narrowed his eyes.
"Why?"
The codger chuckled.
"You are fond of that question?"
He looked to the small tunnel leading to the snowy plains.
"Those platinum beasts will fly by shortly, and the next warder's grotto is too far for your gusset to reach. The conjuration would freeze after several hours of flight, being forced to drop the Shannok. So you would be teleporting to an exposed position, and the dragons will spot you."
That made sense to Amundal. Though the bird was a manifestation from the Aldenol plane, it was still less susceptible as a regular gosset, perhaps even more, as Aldenol copies were not as resilient as their real-world counterparts.
"I guess we rest in this den," Amundal said, and glanced to Fench, who still trembled. "This isn't a den," the codger said. "The Isharian warders use these as shelter when scouring the plains."
"Warders?" Amundal puzzled over the codger's words, but his thoughts uncontrollably shifted to Felinia. Sorrow swelled in his heart, and his eyes filled with tears.
"She is only one woman, Amundal. There are so many others."
Though that idea was something Amundal had lived by, it no longer felt a part of him. He longed for her, and only her. Of all the women he had romantically pursued, she was the only one who genuinely cared for him and his well-being. Her prowess in the magical arts made her all the more attractive, and her tenacity crowned her with an allure that eclipsed her beauty. He recalled every moment with Felinia until the end, but his final memory of her was defiled by Orithisian.
"How dare he wear her likeness?"
His thoughts abruptly shifted to that illusory hand, then to the monster at the bottom of the pit.
Both were illusions.
But Orithisian hadn't used magic during their battle. Did that mean Felinia was still alive? Had she cast those illusions? Many legends claimed dragons could manipulate the minds of those they gazed upon. Amundal shot a glance to the codger, who shook his head.
"Do you really believe Orithisian would have spared her? Did he have even a speck of pity in him?"
He took a deep breath.
"She is gone, Amundal. Forget about her."
"But it doesn't make sense," Amundal cried. "She has to be alive. There was no way Orithisian could have killed her after we fled."
"So stubborn," the codger sighed. "But you wouldn't be you without that irritating trait."
Amundal shot to his feet, leaving Fench.
"Answer me!"
The codger pursed his lips and his brow narrowed.
"Forget about her, Amundal,"
he waved in a dismissal.
"You could not have saved her."
"Could not,"
he thought, wobbling back toward Fench.
"Could not?"
"You should rest,"
the codger said, looking to the grotto's entrance.
"I've really lost her," Amundal thought.
Tears overflowed as the somber realization washed over him. He fell to his knees, crawling to the grotto's wall. Fench fluttered beside him, still shaking. Sniffling, the winged creature buried his face in Amundal's coat. Besides those sorrowful noises, all was quiet in the tiny cave except for an occasional strong breeze that whistled across the tunnel's mouth. The codger remained against the icy wall but kept his gaze directed toward the icy plain. As Amundel huddled with Fench, fatigue crept over him, but not enough to drive him to slumber. After a short time, faint oscillations carried through the tunnel, growing louder and louder. Soon the beating of wings rushed by, then faded.
"You should try to sleep," the codger said. "Three more patrols will pass, and then you can continue your trek."
He rose from the ground, but stooped as he crossed the grotto.
"There is no hurry, though. It will be some time before your order's council sends a vessel."
Amundel started.
"Yes," the codger said. "Ildin's assumptions were correct. Now rest. I will return once it's safe for you to leave."
With that, the codger vanished.